We are so excited to have in our studio for all of our opera fans and all of our theater fans in general, from the Lyric Opera, a man who needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce you anyway, the conductor music director, Sir Andrew Davis, and one of the stars of the Lyric, Alexandra Lobianca. We're going to call her Lexi, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, very good. I can do that, even though, you know, your official stage name could go by.
Nah,
you can call it
just Lexi. Yeah.
So, Lexi and Sir Andrew, thank you so much for being here.
A pleasure.
It's such a marvelous time. The Lyric is just such of a celebratory atmosphere. Let's talk about The Ring, and I was asking you a little bit off the air. Let's kind of do a 101 as far as if you see one, do you have to see the other, and what's performing now and coming up, too?
Well, starting with what's performing now, on November the 1st, we open a new production of Die Walküre, which is... the second of the Ring cycle of four operas.
Yes.
But it's very important that I stress right now that you don't have to have seen the first to they all stand on their own very well.
Right.
So although, you know, there has been this, really the Rheingold is all about the trouble that this gold that's been forged into a ring makes for everybody. And there are lots of Nibelungen, who are these funny little creatures that live underground, and and the gods and the giants who build Valhalla, which is the big sort of palace. That's what happens in the first part. Then in the second part we get to the world of humans, and that's one of the reasons why I think Valkyrie is really just such an incredibly powerful opera, because the relationship in the first act between Siegmund and Sieglinde, who fall in love at first sight, and then in the second act, the relationship, especially with, first of all, with Wotan and his wife, who is the guardian of morality, and then Wotan and his daughter Brunhilde, which is so crucial, and the fact that he asks her first of all to take care of these young people that we've met in the first act, and then his wife says, no, you can't, because they've broken all these rules, and so he changes his mind, but Brunhilde decides she will take care of them anyway, and he is so angry with her that at the end of the opera he says, right, as punishment, I'm going to put you on a high rock on a mountain and put you to sleep there, and the first man that comes along can claim you. And she says, oh, daddy, don't do
and
that.
Scene.
And scene. Yes. Oh, please, daddy. and he says...
A situation many of us can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
In real life.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, yeah.
Dad!
So,
yeah.
So she says, daddy, please. And he says, oh, well, all right, just to make it harder for someone, I'm going to surround you with the Ring of Fire.
Okay.
And so that's what he does. And the end of the opera is... what's called the magic fire music. The orchestra plays this fantastic flickering flame.
Exactly. Music that we will hear and know. I mean,
you've
heard for years and you think, wait a minute, that's where that came from. That's where that originated.
Yeah, it's so beautiful.
It absolutely is. Lexi, you're making your Lyric debut.
I am.
Which has got to be exciting for you on so many levels.
Extremely. And to be having moved here almost three years ago, and having to be able to call Chicago now my home, and to be home for 5 months straight and to be working is extraordinary. And to be working with such an incredible production of Valkyra, it's almost mind-blowing, truly. I'm kind of gobsmacked.
And I can see why, too. Your role and the whole performance itself, I know it's very demanding.
Extremely.
For you as an actor. Let's talk about some of the demands in the performance specifically.
Well, this one has its unique qualities. First, because I'm one of the Schwestern. I'm one of the sisters. I'm one of the Valkyries. I'm Helmviga. There are three of us that get to ride these extraordinary metal horses on movie cranes, basically. Like, we're being carted around the stage, and we have to be in saddle for about 30 minutes.
That's rough. I know in your background, you rode horses competitively.
I did.
So you have a little experience.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Did that help prepare you a little bit?
Very much. When you sit down into a saddle after years of being out of the saddle, it feels like coming home in many ways. And you sit down and you grab the reins and all of a sudden, wait, this metal horse is a real live horse under me. And because we have such incredible operators and actors who are taking care of us and moving us around the stage, we are still up and down and flying around and having to balance and stirrups, and we're connected with harnesses. It's just, it's intense.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a very aerobic workout.
And sing.
And sing at the same time.
And you're
right
acting,
the right
too.
Time.
The movements, I know, have to be choreographed.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot that goes into this, aside from, I know your daughter thinks it's super cool, you said, that you're riding a horse.
Yes, my hope, soon-to-be, hopefully, stepdaughter, she is extraordinary. She loves horses, and she is very excited about the fact that I get to be in what she calls the Brunhilde Opera.
Oh, nice.
She loves, we were at the Opera in the Park just recently when you played the Ride of the Valkyries, and instead of just listening, she was singing all the parts.
See, I love that. And we were talking a little bit before we started the interview, too, with our operations manager who brings her daughters. And I brought my goddaughter since she's little. I think the first, I took her to see Wicked when she was about 6 years old. So now every year since then, you know, for 10 plus years, we go and see, you know, something together. Do you find that the audience, it used to be, well, we'll go to the theater when you're older or when you can go with either a date. Now, kids go and they love it. They should start, you know, you should start doing that at a young age.
Absolutely. Yes. I think, you know, the thing is kids are all, they're totally open to any new experience, you know, so they, you know, they haven't been browbeaten into thinking that opera is this sort of weird elitist thing that they go and with their ears open and they're sent, as we used to say.
Yeah. They're with you every step of the
absolutely.
Every part of the ride. It literally, kids will go, and even though it's 5 hours, I mean, it's a good long opera, but
conducting it.
But I'll leave that to you, please. I'll keep that to you.
Right?
But it's one of those adventures. It's truly an adventure from the minute you hit the stage to the end, and the music will take. If kids are open, and which they are, they will go on that ride. And if you as an audience member can be open and just say, I'm not going to think about the time.
Right.
I'm going to think about, focus on what's going on stage and focus on the characters and the true epic journey that each one is on.
Yeah.
Because that's our job, is to really tell these stories and to give and take you on the adventure, not just ourselves.
Get lost in it.
Yes.
And of course, also just in terms of time, it's worth mentioning that Wagner's orchestra is enormous, for one thing.
Yes.
And so colorful. You know, such variety of different colors from the different sections of the orchestra. We have four harps.
Yes.
Which is great, although we're supposed to have six, but you can't fit them in the pit, actually.
Yeah.
But that, for instance, the magic fire music at the end, that's one of the sounds that gives the music its special, this sort of tinkling of the harps.
And the lyric is one of the most, if not the most magnificent venues in which to see a performance like this.
It's
in Chicago, don't you think?
It's one of the greatest Art Deco treasures of the country, I think.
I think so, too.
Beautiful.
Now, you're celebrating your 30th. This is your 30th year. At the Lyric, you have brought...
Well, yes, I mean, I've been...
At the
this
Lyric.
This is the beginning of my 18th as music director.
As music director, but you're one of us now.
You know?
You're one of us. I know you're not native, but, you know, you're one of us. I mean, looking back, Renee Fleming has been here. You've done performances involving the schools and bringing school children into it. The Joffrey now, the partnership.
Yeah.
We're doing Second City. I mean, you're doing things now that maybe people even didn't think was possible to do.
No, well, that's right. And I think the Second City thing was, in particular, I think, a marvelous idea.
Yeah.
Because it also, it shows that... People in music have a sense of humor, for
right.
one
well,
thing.
Well, the deaf, too.
Yes.
And it's multifaceted.
We're not automatons.
That we're not constantly going around with furrowed brows and you know, and humming to ourselves. Well, I do that a lot. But,
yes.
Alexis going, he's shirt.
No, I do it, too. That's just the problem.
No. Don't we all do kind of a negative?
But I think, you know, we all try to break down this barrier that prevents people from coming into this glorious house and hearing this fantastic music and seeing this spectacle and really the Valkyrie is spectacular when you see the three of the Lexi and her two colleagues on these horses being swooping up and down in perfect unison.
Yeah.
The skill of the people that operate these
things extraordinary.
Is fantastic.
Extraordinary.
And so there's so much to watch. And of course, the music is glorious, and we have an extraordinary cast of singers.
What I take away as a fan and just as an interviewer as well is the camaraderie and just the feeling of family that you have. I've seen this with you, with many of your performers and your actors as well. I mean, but do you feel that too, Lexi? I know it's your debut, but you've worked with a lot of the folks in the past.
I have. I had the pleasure of working with Rohunding, actually, on Valkyra in Tokyo just last year. And even then, there's something about a Wagnerian cast that, not to take away from my other colleagues in other genres of opera, because I sing that as well, but there is something very special about Wagner, because there's too much to do.
Right.
That we've got too much big singing and too much time together to really be in each other's way. We're there to support each other. We're there to take care of each other. Christine, I happen to also be Christine's cover, just in case of an emergency, God forbid. I don't want anything bad to happen here. I love her to death. She's extraordinary. But to be able to look for each other and be on the lookout for,
right,
hey, this looks amazing. Keep doing that. That's awesome. And she's done it for me. I've done it for her. And we take care of each other. And we're always, it really is a family. It's kind of get together and hang out and, all right, this is Wagner. There's no time to be stepping on each other's toes.
Exactly, right.
And I have to say, as well as that, I mean, the Lyric Opera of Chicago is famous amongst people who perform here as the friendliest opera house to work in that they are.
I'd agree with that.
And people people come back, I mean, partly because they love making music here, but they also love coming back because they love the atmosphere that we all are very proud of and that we work hard to maintain. We have a marvelous department whose sole job is to look after the interests and the worries and all the problems and whatever that comes up for the people who are singing.
And they do, and they're so special, such special, wonderful people.
Oh my gosh, I think we pride ourselves on our audiences too and our enthusiasm. Yeah. I mean, there's something when the lights go down and you hear the music start to play, you still get goosebumps every performance.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
what do you want your audiences to take away from the Valkyrie?
Well,
whether they're seeing it for the first time,
whether they're ring heads,
exactly. Yeah.
Last time we did the ring, there were all these T-shirts saying,
right,
"I'm a ring head."
Yes, for the costumes. Yeah, yeah.
But especially if you're seeing it for the first time, I think it's the sheer, the spectacle we've already talked about, also the extraordinary magic of the orchestra, which is in Wagner sort of greater than almost any other composer I can think of, but also the emotional world that the music drags you into, you know, and I mean, because that's the great thing, the thing that's so special about opera is you can say, well, what's the difference? Well, I mean, obviously, what's the difference between a play? Well, this music, but you know, the thing that music can do is to tell you about the emotions. I mean, not only in the vocal lines that the singers are singing, but especially with Wagner, the orchestra sometimes is playing something underneath that is giving you a slightly different, you know, it's like there's a sort of subtext sometimes.
Constantly.
So the complexity of the emotional world is extraordinarily powerful, I think, for that reason. So if you've never experienced this, I think it's something I couldn't recommend too highly, really.
Absolutely. There is something very special about Wagner. And people hear the word Wagner and they get scared.
Right.
That's
the length or the foreign.
The length,
yeah, you should try conducting it.
Right.
Right. It becomes something terrifying to people and they go, oh, I can't watch Wagner. It's too big. It's too long.
Or it's above me.
Yes,
or I won't understand.
I won't understand. No, these are people. These are characters that each one of us can identify with in some sense of the word, between falling in love, being brokenhearted, hurting your father, having an incredible relationship with your parents, to having it completely broken into pieces and having that destroyed and then finding a way to heal again at the end. It's not about Brunhilde and Wotan and Hunding and Siegmund and I mean, these are intimidating names, no less characters.
Yeah. except for your stepdaughter.
Yeah, well, of course.
The Brunhilde,
you know, musical, this little 5-year-old who goes, Hoyotoho, you know, who sings Hoyotoho around the
wonderful
house.
Yeah,
it's
I
adorable.
Used to have a dog called Fafner, who was one of the giants.
It's fantastic.
It is.
But these are true emotions. Everything, anybody who's been through any type of relationship can identify with something that's going on stage. It's more simple than we want to make it.
Thank you both for being here. Please go see the Valkyrie at the Lyric Opera of Chicago through November, and happy anniversary to you as well.
Thank
May you.
You
celebrate another 30 with you with us here in Chicago. Thank you, Sir Andrew. Thank you, Lexi.
Bye.
Pleasure.